at the moment. So we left off yesterday. We were talking about the machlokes between the Shiltas and Rav Haigon about, we assume there is such machlokes, between the Shiltas and Rav Haigon, can a non-Jew be the one who's doing the actions of the matzah baking? Whether the matzah baking means the kneading, the baking, whatever is considered before the matzah baking, and the Jew is just simply supervising as a gadol omer agabo. Would that be acceptable or not? As Yisrael omer agabo. So believe it or not, I couldn't even make this up. I just got an email this morning from somebody who wanted to know, can they teach in elementary school, can they run a tzitzis project with the fourth grade boys? Can they have the boys make tzitzis? And he'll be walking around being gadol omer agabo, instructing them to do the Shema. So I got all fascinated about that. And then the second half of the question was that one of the mothers volunteered to come and help. So can she also help in Duat? Maybe she could be the Gedola Omeret Al Gabeim, but I said she shouldn't be the one to make the tzitzis. Rabbi Tam and others, Maram. You got a little Leibodik shadow. But bring it back to that story. So can we bake the matzahs? So baking matzahs is going to start very soon. And the matzah bakery start baking, you know when? Chanukah, right? Next week, they're ready, getting all the ovens, getting ready. So can you have a goy, baking the matzahs, and have a Jew being over the gabbah? So according to the Shiltas, that's not acceptable. According to the Haigon, that would be all right. So we said that the Shiltas makes a lot of sense, because Yisrael over the gabbah generally doesn't work, as the Gemara says in Dafkav Gimel, because Achmad had the nafshik of it. So what is the defense of the opinion of Rav Haigon? So we gave two birim yesterday. One, we said that maybe this is part of a major question in the Rishonim, about the limitation of Yisrael Omer Agabov. Why does the Gemara frown upon Yisrael Omer Agabov? So we had a Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, with the Rabbeinu Baruch, with the Taisus, with the whole Chagadja about Matzias and Halacha. And maybe, according to some opinions, very short types of events that don't require too much concentration, such as maybe Bris Milah, such as maybe B'or, maybe matzah making, maybe these kinds of things would be acceptable with the Yisrael Omer Agabov. That was one beer in the Pagel. Then we took a seventh approach. Rav Haigon said, no, maybe there was never a problem in the first place. Maybe Rav Haigon held there is no din of lishma by matzahs. He wouldn't be the first one to say that. Maybe he was chronologically the first one, maybe before the Rambam. But the Rambam seemed to say that, at least the way some Achareidim read the Rambam, Shechach, Mekarner, etc. There's only a din of shmir and mechibot. So then, you don't need a lishma. So then, what could be the problem? You need a Jewish mashkich. The goy can't be trusted to be shar mechibot. But the Jew, watch the guy, make sure it's not doesn't legal lechibot, so that would be okay. So then we suggest at the very end of the year, we want to come up with a third approach. We ran out of time yesterday. We want to come up with this idea that to ignore the din of lishma entirely and hide behind the Meshech Chochmah's Rambam, that we weren't so comfortable with, because we suspected in the heart of hearts that the Rambam may also subscribe to some kind of a lishma. That's the simple reading of the Gemara Pesachim of Lamed Ches. On the other hand, to push Rav Haigon into a camp of Rishonim who are taking a stand on Mila and Ibn Iris, that's a big, big chiddush. Now, we have no idea, we have no documentation, what the word of Haigon held about that Shaila. Quite frankly, the Rishonim didn't even start to discuss that Shaila until it became necessary, as we mentioned yesterday. The Kozman, they were Jewish Ma'abiris Iris. There was never Olal Adas, they could never go to the Ibn Or. So nobody really cared about the Shaila before the days of Rabbeinu Baruch. So the Pitra, you know, to put Rav Haigon Dafka into a camp of Rishonim that maybe held like that Shita. I mean, it's guesswork, maybe not. So can we get to the heart and soul of Rav Haigon really, really meant without pinning him down into the first group of Rishonim Rabbeinu Baruch's team? Can we get Rav Haigon to understand him rather than putting him into a supposed Shita Saram that there's no din of the Shmuel together? So if you take a look, there's a Ritva, Masechet Shlach, by Chavai, I didn't put this Ritva in my comments, I showed it to Binyamin before, right? There's a Ritva in Masechet Pesachim, where the Ritva quotes from his Rebbe from the Ra'ah, who seems to be identical with Rav Haigon, but he explains a little bit more what's going on. From the Lashon? Almost. So the Ra'ah says like follows, he says, give or take the Lashon. The Ra'ah says that he addresses this case directly. He says you can have a guy doing all the work in the matzah bakery, and have Yisrael Omer Agabov, and Zok the Ritva, then Shemin the Ra'ah, approximately the following lashon, that you don't need an asiyas hamatzas l'shma, you need an asiyas hamatzas l'shem matzah, something like that, right? Something along, you need a shibur l'shem matzah, you don't need asiyah l'shem matzah. What? Give me the lashon, I'm butchering up the lashon. Lashon is everything here. Yeah? The Ritva Mitzvachim.
Nachman.
It was Nachman, yeah, I think so. Can't be a Ritva, it's got a Ritva for me. How did I not put this on my camera? I should have put it on. Got to read it with the gusto, got to read the excitement. Got to first get it. More pressure's on. Suspense is getting to everybody. Imagine the old days, of like be rolling the scrolls of rituals, like to track this down. So like I could run to, you know, to the Vatican Library and get a ritual. I don't know what it is. Good.
I'll let
everyone
know when I find it.
Yeah, keep me fun. I can't even give it a shot. This is the whole punchline. What do you got, Elliot? You got? You're working on it. I got two guys, two trained manuscript searchers. You can feel the excitement, suspense in the room. You can cut the tension with a knife. Maybe someone go to the base medish and get a ritual. See who comes first. What should we do? Have a kumzitz, sing Bar Kalei? What should we do? Maybe for Shabbos? Time to sing a Shabbos? What? Oh, that's coming. Don't worry. 2:20. It may start at 2:05. We ain't got a lot of time to discuss. Okay, every now and forget it. Yeah, okay. All right, you keep me posted. Okay, so I'm going to root it. I'm going to tell you what the Ritva is saying without reading you inside, and then I'll tell you what it said. Okay, so comes the Ritva.
Yeah.
You got it. Oh. Yes.
Hold on, Maury.
What? Of a million Ozel, Hayadon Mahokel, the Sagi Bisrol Omra Gabov, the low boy Asiya Lashay Matzo, Rakshimur Lashay Matzo, the Hokik Sivu Shmartem as a Matzis, Kahayadon Mayra Ozel, Hawaka Lola Mysa. So the Ra'o differentiated, he's comparing and contrasting that. You don't need an asil l'shem matzah. You need a shiva l'shem matzah. Can anyone hold on to that on the screen on the side? All right. Can anyone please tell me what those terms mean? What is the difference between an asiya l'shem matzah that you don't require? There's no need for. Rather, you need a shimur l'shem matzah. So one thing I can tell you for sure, the Ra'o is not saying. He is not saying anything that resembles any stretch of imagination. The Rabbeinu Baruch Shmuel Torah. He didn't say a word about small, short versus long. He doesn't reference Brismila, Ibarat, nothing, zero. I don't believe for a second that they're all saying anything about Shiva Mechimutz, because quite frankly, he says you need Shiva L'Shem Matzah. If he meant all you need is Shiva Mechimutz, he should have said Shiva Mechimutz. I think what they're all saying is as follows, that Avad is a Din L'Shem Matzah, there's no question about it. And in that regard, it's similar to L'Shem Tzitzis, and in that regard, it's similar to L'Shem Sefer Torah. But herein lies the difference. When it comes to Tzitzis, let's ask ourselves, really, really exactly, comes to Ksivas HaGet. Define for me precisely what has to be done to create the Chalois of L'Shema by Ksivas HaGet. What dimension has to be accomplished? What has to be done? The what? Those are like sideshows to get to L'Shema. Describe to me what has to be L'Shema. I want you to tell me exactly what has to be the Shema. Precisely. I just said it. Ksivas, the Maisa Ksiva has to be the Shema. The Chosav, the Maisa Ksiva has to be the Shema. Well, let's say the Moshel, Gedilim Tasa Lecha. What has to be the Shema? Tell me. The Asiyas. That's it. Says. Now, you may have a Machlokes, what Asiyah means. Does Asiyah mean the spinning of the world? Does Asiyah mean something before, something after, the putting in the street? That's hopefully coming up 2 sugyas from now. What exactly Asiyah means? But this is Kuliyam Lepligi that, so sorry, but we did find it. But don't worry, but you did, it's okay. Anyway, you get the Schar Psiyas, okay? The Rivon tells us that when it comes to certain mitzvahs, you require certain chefzes, you require the Asiyah Lishma. So the Asiya is the Asiya Sitzitis. The Asiya called the Visham is Asiya Sasuka. The Asiya is Ksiva Sagya. Kahina Vachahina. Does the Torah say, Taifu es Hamatzas Lashma? Does the Torah say, Talushu es Hamatzas Lashma? What did the Torah say? Ushmartem esematzes. What has to be lishma? Not the ma'isa ha'asiyah esematzes. What has to be lishma? The shimir has to be for the purposes of matzah. What that means is that as long as there's a shmir l'shem matzah, it doesn't really matter whether the asiyah esematzes is lishma. Now, how in the world can you split? How could you have that a shmir without an asiyah? Let's say if somebody a mile from here was baking matzah, I'm sitting in the Beis Medrash, and I'm having in mind l'shem matzah, but I'm not being shomer with the dough. So that's not a shmir l'shma. But if I'm standing in a matzah bakery, even though John is kneading the dough, and John's throwing the matzahs into the oven, but Yankel Shmerel is standing there and having in mind, watching what's going on, and saying l'shem matzah mitzvah, what is being fulfilled? A shmir l'shma, albeit not a what? Not an asiyah lishma. So in Hilchos Gittin, that doesn't work. In Hilchos Gittin, you have to have the asiyah sagit lishma, the ksivah sagit lishma. So the only possible way we can make believe that lishma is accomplished is if you have a Jew who's doing it, wonderful. If you have a goy who's doing it, so if we could have somehow said, Yisrael Omer Agaba, that there's a connection between what the Jew's saying and the goy is doing, and the goy is actually listening and paying attention, concentrating, and doing a ma'isik sivu lishma, then we could have salvaged the get, to which the Gemara says you can't do that because Achmad Ait did not go, whatever that means, ma'isik, whatever. Timtzi, Salach, I don't care, that was yesterday's year. But when it comes to matzahs, im timtzi loy mizokter, or that the din of matzah shmura would have been a din of asiyasa matzahs, then we would have been in the same pickle as we are in Hilchos Gittin, and we would have had a paskin that it doesn't work. But since the Torah never says Vasisim Esematzos Lishma, it says Ushmat Esematzos, when you have Yisrael Omer Agabov, it's not going through the parsha of Omer Agabov. Omer Agabov doesn't work for Goyim. It's going through a different mechanism altogether. Namely, you're doing exactly Kedasuk Din, what was necessary in the first place. You're doing a Shmira Lishma, albeit not a Seel Lishma. There never was a Din of a Seel Lishma. So Lefini is Daiti, that's what they're all saying. I don't think it's any shah, that's what they're all saying. And I think that's what Rav Haigon, I think that's the simplest shot of Rav Haigon also. So Rav Haigon never ever said anything whatsoever about Rabbeinu Baruch, that was yesterday's Shia. He never said, this is the Shmir Mechimot, that was the Rambam Shita, maybe. Rav Haigon is saying exactly what they're all going to say hundreds of years later, that it worked, it's good, because this is not Yisrael Omer Agabov in the sense of Gittin Dabchav Gimel. There's a different halach, there's a din proti dafke v'matzes. This is no connection living a debt to any other din of Yisrael Omer Agabov. Because of the unique halach, you don't need an asiyah l'shem matzah, all you need is a shimu l'shem matzah. Then, Habayich Yiv Chalid decide which pshat of Haigon is the correct one, three possibilities. L'maisa, in Shulchan Aruch, it is quoted, the opinion of the Shultz is quoted, that you shouldn't have Goyim be baking the matzahs for you. Mr. Brook quotes from all the later poskim that you shouldn't have Goyim bake matzahs, even with Yisrael Omer Agabovs. Nobody's really sure or if Haigon meant, and even if he said it, we don't necessarily pass him that way. So no one's going to run a matzah bakery now with Goyim baking with Yisrael Omer Agabovs. That's out of the question. However, if you remember from when we first introduced the Sugav Shmura, we mentioned that the Gemara Pesachim has a machlokes in terms of Mitzias. What point is Shmira necessary? So we had a big machlekes between Amarai, machlekes Debati, and Yerushalmi. Is the shear of Shmira at the time of Katsira, was the shear of Shmira at the time of Risha? Major machlekes, somewhat of an unresolved machlekes. So comes along the Taz, in Uchas Pesach, with a tremendous Chiddush. Comes along the Taz and says that even though we try to be Chayshish for the view that Ktsira is necessary, says the Taz, the din of Shmira Mishas Ktsira is not identical to the din of Shmira Mishas Risha. There are two different halachas of Shmira. So Mishah, Briska Taz, there are two halachas in Shmira. Says the Taz, the dinim that require a Shmira Lishma, the Rashi's Shmira, who shmartem of lachmi toiduki, you know, so that's sugya of shmira lishma. Of course we accept that, says the Taz. But those dinim of shmira lishma, that's only necessary b'shas asiyas matzahs themselves. When your mom is transforming it into a chefza for matzah, when you're creating matzah out of these entities, out of these ingredients, that is subject to the din of lishma. What point is the creation of matzah? When does the creation of matzah take place? When does that happen? At what point do I say I have the beginnings of the making of a matzah in front of me? When does that happen? Does that happen at the time of Ktsira? Ktsira. All they have is grain in front of me. All they have is wheat in front of me. There are two ingredients that are necessary to make a matzah. So it says the Taz, Kol's Mad, the two ingredients aren't there. They're not together. They haven't united. You don't have matzah. You don't even have the making. You don't have the beginning of matzah. You have grain. You have a pile of grain in front of you. So when I go out to the fields in Kansas and I go and I harvest my grain, says the Taz, nobody can argue that that has to be done with Shema. Nobody insists that's Lishma, the semantics of the Lishma. That's not Rashi's Lishma. Bishas Ktsira. Whenever can Rashi's din begin? When do we invoke that din of Shmir Lishma? That's only when you create the matzah gufa. When is the creation of the matzah? When does that start? When the ingredients combine. And what do we call that in halacha? That's Bishas Lisha. Lisha through Afia. Once you have flour and water together until you have a final product, that's the moment of truth. That's the time. That's the window of necessity of asiyas hamatzis, and then there's a din called lishma that kicks in. So what in the world is the Gemara talking about that maybe you need shmir mishas ktsira? Half the Amoraim say you do, half the Amoraim say you don't. The Shama says you don't. The Baba says you do. What kind of din of shmir is that? Says the Taz. The only din of shmir that could be is a din of shmir mechimutz. It can't be more than that. And that's why it makes a lot of sense. There's a machlokes, Amoraim. Does it make any sense to require Shmir Mechimus at the earliest stage? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? Why do half of the Amoraim say there's no din of Shmir Mechimus at the stage of Ktsira, and half of them say they do? So half of the Amoraim said, what do you need Shmir Mechimus for? There's no water anywhere around. Shmir Mechimus makes sense when you introduce water, then you have to be really, really careful. There's no water here, so what kind of Mechimus is it? And what did the other Amoraim say? That's exactly what you're supposed to make sure, that there's no water. Kol's man that the grain is a little attached to the ground, it gets wet. It's called rain, so it can't become chametz. Once the grain is attached, once it's harvested, then it could potentially become chametz. That's when the mitzvah Shmir Mechimetz kicks in. So it says the Taz, the whole sugya in Maseches Pesachim discussing Shmir Mechimetz, the Shmir Mishas Ktsira, are we for or against? That's because we're learning the sugya of Shmir Mechimetz. That's the very Shmir Lishma. Lishma was not even negotiable, not even on the radar screen until the time of Asiyas HaMatzos, which translates to mean Milisha, like Risham, almost Milisha Ve'elach. Anything else, Mishas Ktsira, is only a din of Chimutz, not a din of Lishma. There's no din of Lishma whatsoever. Says the Taz, Chatzot Shemeres Nafkamim. When we say, it says in the big box of the matzos, Matzah, Shmur, Mishas, Ketira. What does that mean? What do those words mean? Just explain, translate. You're paying $25 a pound for those words. That's $3 to $4 a matzah. Whether it's broken into a million pieces or not, same $3, $4. So tell me, what are you buying? Some of the boxes say on them, Nasa Yedei Shomer Shabbos. Ever see it on the boxes? I'm not sure. Does that mean the matzahs were baked at Shomer Shabbos? Does that mean the cardboard boxes were made at Shomer? I'm not sure. I still don't know what that means. Okay? So, matzah shmur mishas ketzira. Underline, mishas ketzira. What happened mishas ketzira? Says the Taz. You know what it means, mishas ketzira? It means there was a rabbi somewhere out in the fields, in the middle of Nebraska. It wasn't Nebraska. It comes from fields upstate. In the middle of Nebraska, middle of Kansas somewhere, there's a rabbi with a long white beard. As the machines are cutting the grain, who's standing there and doing what? What's he doing? What's he doing? What's he doing? Standing there saying Tehillim, he's learning Daf Yomi, hopefully a little more. Making sure that for the moment that harvesting machine, what's it called? Yeah, that's right. Once that machine goes, touches that grain, and the grain becomes detached, He's looking around. I don't see any water. No water. Good. Goes back to that field. No water. That's all. And he follows that grain till it makes its way from Kansas to Williamsburg. And he's like, no water. Good. And he's sitting there the whole year and watching. No water. What word has not emanated from his mouth yet? The Shmu. Let's say the word the Shmu yet. Now, all of a sudden, when was the grain harvested? Who knows? When did it harvest grain in America? When did it harvest grain? Depends whether it's the wheat or spring wheat. Okay? So all matzahs are baked from winter wheat. So the winter wheat is planted usually around October time. It's harvested around Because you have the winter before the it's harvested. All the winter wheat is harvested in, I think May, if I'm not mistaken, around that. The spring wheat is planted in March, and it's harvested in the end of July. That's when Chodesh starts becoming Balagan. So they harvested the grain. So it's been sitting for the last couple of months. It's made its way to the matzah bakeries. It's sitting in Williamsburg, waiting for the moment of truth. What's the moment of truth? Hadaknesh of Hanukkah. The first night of Hanukkah, the light of Hanukkah candles, and all of a sudden the ovens start going. All right? And they're lighting up the ovens, when they light the Hanukkah candles, hopefully not from the Hanukkah candles, there's a lot of Kedeshem, and they're singing Mel's Tzuar, and everyone's getting ready to start baking. It's Gevaldik, Geshmak, Moiridik. Okay? Somebody told me that they were baking matzahs, and the cell phone went off in the middle of baking matzahs, and they took the cell phone out of the pocket, and the Mashkiach threw them out. So why? Not because of the cell phone. Maybe you should throw up the cell phone. Because if you touch anything else when you're baking matzahs, they won't let you touch the dough anymore. So who knows what's on your cell phone? You don't put the cell phone. Maybe it's coming to your cell phone. So they had to throw them out, and they had to start over again, get new gloves, and start the whole pasture over again. So they answered the cell phone. See what happens when you answer your cell phone? You can ruin everything. Okay, do that in Beis Medrash. A guy gets a cell phone, out. Shul and Shia for sure. That's no question about it. Anyone's on the cell phone, arois, gone. Okay. Rabbi say, as my phone's about to. Okay, everybody say. I spoke about it in shul. When did I talk about it in shul? Did I say this about the cell phones about Din of Mura HaMikdash? Did I say this here? I said it in shul, Parshas Vayetze. I spoke about Mura HaMikdash. So I said that I quoted from Ramesha. Ramesha says that this Machlokes Rishonim, the Din of Mura HaMikdash, the Gemara says, applies to shuls and mismedrashes. So it's Machlokes Rishonim, it's a real Din Derais or not. Some Rishonim say that some people say, Smachta Medrabon HaMikdash Ma'at. And some Rishonim say it's Mamash Din Derais. There are Din of Mura HaMikdash and Shul Mamash Medar. So Ramesha writes that Pemedvam Rum, there's a Shaila, that's in a Shul Shalom Bishas Tefillah. But Bishas Tefillah proper, Kuliyamu Lepligi, there's a Din of Kedushas HaTefillah, and that for sure requires a Din of Meira and a love of Deraisa. And that's what Moshe says. That's why having a mechitza and shul is necessary in the Torah. Why? Because in the base of Mikdosh, Pashas and the Gemara and Tzuk, the end of Sukkah is they needed a mechitza midaraisa. Because if you have the men and women shmuzin together in shul in the base of Mikdosh, that's going to create an aura of kalus rosh, and that's a big einlich pagam in the kedusha of Mikdosh. Go to Mizeh. So Moshe writes that in shul, if you're not davening, what's you having? Some you having a speech or something or something else going on with men and women together in shul. So you have to figure out if it's this, if that's this, is appropriate. You can pilpul, but it's not nisa deraisa. But in shul b'shas tefila, says Rav Moshe, for sure it's deraisa. It's a deraisa because there's a din of mara mikdash deraisa. Says aye, but according to half the rishonim, there's no mara mikdash deraisa. Says no, but medra mum shalom b'shas tefila. B'shas tefila, it's a different din. So I said a mocha for Rav Moshe's idea is a poskim pashas vayetzeh. I said over in shul, then Yachavinu wakes up and he says, "Manoira makom hazeh, ein zeh kim b'Yisrael, kim b'zeh shar hashamayim." So he comes to the realization that this is the makom hamikdash, and he gets all nervous. Manoira makom hazeh. So which aspect of manoira makom hazeh does he emphasize? He doesn't say, "Oh, manoira makom hazeh," because people are going to bring kabbalas here in 1,000 years from now. Manoira makom hazeh is going to be a little regular. What does he say? B'zeh shar hashamayim. What does Rashi quote from Chazal? What does shar hashamayim mean? Shari Shemayim is Tefillah Seinu. It's the place where the Tefillahs go up to Shemayim. The aspect of Mikdash that drew Yaakov Avinu's startling response to Manar Mokom Hazeh was the fact that it was the Mokom Tefillah. Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah Yikor L'chol Amim. So it's not the Karbonos of Mikdash that creates the Meira. It's the Mokom Tefillah. The fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom Shechin is there and you're talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Shas Dibur to the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's Mamashin Manurah Mokom Hazeh. That's Mamashin Din Minatarus. So I said, it's a remus for that Chubus and Ramosha. A remus a little bit from his Paschal Pashas for Yetzeh. I said, Lefinias Daiti, again, it wasn't an outright Psach, not the farsiness in the whole world, but Lefinias Daiti, it seems to me, based on what we just said, that the Shas Tefillah, Shas Tefillah is governed by when the Tefillah begins, when the Tefillah ends. So the Tefillah's Mincha begins with Ashrei, it ends with the Kaddish. After Aleinu, Meir begins with Baruch Hu, or Hurachim, or Shemalas, depending on what Nusach Yudav, and it ends with the last Kaddish. That's the Shas Tefillah. That's what the Rav said, that's what we bench Chanukah left in the middle of Tefillah, because between Mincha and Meir, that's all considered to be that Shas Tefillah. So Kozman, the Klai, so they gathered together in Batek Nisihos, and it's the Shas Tefillah. So there's a din of Meir HaMikdash and a love of Der HaSa. So I said, what would you think If somebody would come to the Beis HaMikdash, they walked to the Beis HaMikdash, it was a Tuesday afternoon, they came to the Beis HaMikdash, they brought their animal with them, they handed it off to the Kohen, and they're waiting for the carbon to be brought. They're standing the Mamish, B'mikdash Mamish, and they're waiting for the carbon to be brought, and while they're waiting for the carbon to be brought, they're checking their cell phone. They're checking their emails, they're checking their stock, they're checking their WhatsApp, checking their Facebook, whatever other Narshka they're checking. I would turn to the guy and say, that's not appropriate for the Beis HaMikdash. The guy said, I'm just waiting. I'm not doing anything. I'm not bringing the carbon. I'm just standing here and waiting. So you would say, that's so lack of respect. I would say that's a nisadarai. So the is the if the Mishnah Bracha says you can't, well, you shouldn't to the Beis HaMikdash, that's a lack of respect to Mikdash. The guys can bring a cell phone to the Beis HaMikdash. If it's on, it's a lack. I said, Lefinius died, the guy's standing and waiting for Chazos HaShatz, and he's checking his phone. I think that's a Shavu Deraisa. It's such a Pchitzas HaKova to the Shas HaTfila, and that's waiting for Chazos HaShatz. I didn't say during Chazos HaShatz. I said, wait. Sometimes you see the Chazan himself. I've seen it. The Chazan himself is waiting to start the Chazos HaShatz, and he's checking his phone. Those ones miss those big. Somebody got an email in the Shemayim in his last 30 seconds. He got a yes for the last tefillah. He wants to check up for the next tefillah. The stomach, that's his kavanah. Just checking that direct line from the bench. So I thought that's Ein Lechom Ma'an Nora Mokom Zeh Golem Zeh. Lefiyan Yez Daiti, I think the same is true from Shas HaLimud also. A group is learning in the middle of Limud HaTorah, or in the middle of a Shia, Mokom Tefillah, Tama Torah Sharabim, and a guy's checking his phone. And I'm reading down the Chaschus that he's checking his phone. And he's playing on his phone. He's playing on his computer screen. B'shas Torah Mamish. So ain't the chotchitzes a cover of Torah. It's a b'zayinus, b'zayinus a cover of Torah. Not to the rabbi who's saying the shiur. Not to the rabbi in the shul. It's a patch in front of the Rebbe Shalom. So I think the person has to be very, very careful about this. And what are they talking about this for? The matzah, right. The guy's baking the matzah. Oh yeah, because he touched his cell phone in the middle of the bed. Back to you. So again, so we have this, the chassidish guy. He sent the last 6 months in Kansas. You know, standing there, never uttered the word Lishma, never came. He wasn't paid to say Lishma. He was paid to keep his eyes, to make sure it's not getting wet. Now he comes to Barapach, first out of Hanukkah, and they start mixing the flour and the water. Now he's got a whole new tune to sing. What does he have to say now? Now he's got to say Lishmu! Lishay, Matzah, Smith, Walter, Lishay! He's got to pull out the card. He has, instead, it's last year. Lishay, Matzah, Smith. So for 6 months, he just had to look for water, and now he has to say Matzah, Smith. Zoktitaz, that's the Dinder Isa. Because they're. We started out the Chakira 3 days ago. We started the Sugya. Is Shmura Din of Chimutz or is the Din of Lishma? They're both right. Is Shmura Din Mishas Ketzir Mishas Lisha? They're both right. The Din of Mishas Ketzir is the Din of Chimutz and the Din of Lishma only begins Mishas Lisha. So I state Chiddush Gaul of the Taz. Rabbi Yisai, Hayyitim and Advarim, according to this Taz, is a Gevald Kekula. What's the Gevald Kekula? To have the Goy bake the matzahs, that's a disaster. Because you have to rely on the Rebbeinu Baruch, or you have to rely on the Rabbi, you have to rely on Rav Haigal, the Shav Derais. You don't want to sit down, Leila Seder, and eat matzah. It's only good according to half the Rishayim. So to have a Goy bake the matzahs with the Yisrael of Agav is not going to fly. But what can the Goy do according to the Shtikl Torah? L'chol Hadayas? He could do, but he can't do the Shmir Mishas Katsira. He could do the what? He could do the Katsira. You still have to hire the Shkech to pay the same guy. But there's nothing wrong with having a guy driving the tractor. What's that machine called again?
Combine
what?
Combine harvester.
Combine harvesters. You have two choices. Who's going to drive this combine harvester, okay? Before the task came along, I thought, who's got to drive it? The chassidish guy from Barapah. So the guy, he's got a lot of keys on the side. You know, he's in Chavayim. You know, he knows. He runs out. So, you know, he's a guy. Ich bin da, can drive this thing. L'shma, he turns on the thing and it goes in reverse. And, you know, yeah. Max out last year's crop. So, that's fine. According to the Taz, he's got to, before the Taz, he's got to drive with the Shmoo. Now we're saying, no. He doesn't have to, mister. You got, you could stand there with your keys, with your, that's all of it. You could sit in the passenger seat. Who's driving? Who's pressing the button that's doing the Ketzira? What? John, I need a good name for a farmer. You need a good name, come on. Bill, right, come on, yeah, Bill.
Dominic.
What? You know, little Bill. The guy's 6'8". He's little Bill. One time he's got a mechanic once. It was called Owls. There were two brothers or cousins. They both named were Al. One was Big Al, one was Little Al. Little Al was 6'8". Okay. He comes to Taz and says, the guy can drive the tractor, he can drive the machine, he can press the button, he can do the ketira. Who can? You can't not have Tisha Yair there. Yaakov Shmuel's got to be there. But all he's got to do is, as the little Big Al, whatever his name is pushing the harvesting button, what's he doing? He's got his binoculars on, making sure there's no water anywhere around. That's all this thing. So it's a tag team together that can do ketira. That's the chiddush of the Taz. Because a goy can be a shomer. A goy can be a shomer. He can be a mashgiach. When you have a restaurant, you can have a goy mashgiach. He just has to make sure nothing's going wrong. No, the shmir. No. Shomer. Well, he's going to tell you that there's no water. How can you can't even believe him. That's going to be soon. He doesn't put a goy. No, but he can't be called a shmirah if the guy. I can't even report to you that he was shomer. Nah, that's not shomer. So comes the Prima Gordim, Mishabur Rabbi Allah calls the Prima Gordim and says, it's a nice shikotar from the Taz, but I'm not sure it's true. He says, how did the Taz know this razzle dazzle shikotar? We gave a beer, one's an asiyah, one's a ketira, one's a shema, one's a nat. But it says the Prima Gordim, Mistimas HaGemaras, Mistimas HaRishayinim, it would appear that if you really believe there's din of the shema, unless you really believe the Rambam Shita, and you, that one version of the Rambam Shita, if you really think there's din of the shema, which Rashi said, there's a din l'shma. Other Rishayim says a din l'shma. The Pashas, the Gemara says l'shma. The Rambam himself says l'shma. To tell me that l'shma only came mishas l'isha, even though we passed it as a din of ketzir also, I'm not so sure, says the Prima Gadim. And guess what? Says the Prima Gadim, he knows how to press the button on this machine. Shmero. Tell Dominic, the guys, we don't need you for this. We need Yankel Shmero there. And according to the Prima Gadim, what does he have to say when he's pressing? As he's driving this, what are they called again? Combine harvester, as he's pressing the button, he's pressing the gears in the car. What's he saying? L'shay matzis mitzvah. L'shay matzis mitzvah. Cut. L'shay matzis mitzvah. Cut. For the next 6 months, he's cutting the grain, harvesting the grain. L'shay matzis mitzvah. The major machloik is the Taz of Rebbegadim. All these two sugyas of Ktzira Lisha, L'shma Chimotz, are they all just, it's the same. Whatever you think L'shma is, and whatever you think the process is, it's the same issue. But do I say no? You can really truly split between the two. Major machlokes. Anyone know about baking a matzah today in America? What happens on the fields? We know they're mashgichim here. They always send you pictures. You can see it all the time. It's online. You see the guys. You see Yankel Shmuel. He's out there. He's on the fields. Is he driving the tractor? Come on, whatever thing's called. Is he doing that? Anyone know? Find out for me later. Someone check online. See who's pressing the harvesting button. I don't know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the Taz and Prima Gadim. I don't know. Not sure. Okay, I guess it's the Jews doing it, but I'm just curious whether anyone knows for a fact. Okay. Turns on the. He starts the gas. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. But I say one last akud in Asugya of Shmuel Matzah, and it touches on something that we spoke about in some of the previous sugyas as well. Let's go back for a minute to that pivotal Gemara in Pesach Lamed Ches, which got the ball rolling as the Din of Lishma altogether. Remember, we would have just read the Yerushalmi talked the language of Shirim Mechimutz. It was that Gemara in Pesach Lamed Ches that introduced us the idea of Lishma, which Rashi for sure accepted the Rambam. To some degree, maybe did, maybe didn't. That was a sugi of the strange baking of matzahs, the Rekiki Nozil, Lachmi Toida. I think Marlon Daf Amsukim, that's not acceptable. Who remembers those? Machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. What was the Mokor that Lachmi Toida? What was the mocha that the apostle? I'm going to kick your nose there. The rabbi said, "Ushmartem." It has to be l'shay matzah, not l'shay other things. And what did Rav Yosef say? What does it have to be? It has to be almost like l'shay shivaz yom, something like that, right? L'shay zayin yom. At the end of the day, what's the machlekes? Is there any machlekes? At the end of the day, the kick your nose like we tell the apostle. Is there any real machlekes? You know? I don't know if I put the Rashi on the Maamar Kamis on that Gemara. The Maseches Pesachim. I think I did. Rashi on the seventh of the Maamar Kamis. So Rashi quotes both Rashi's. The Isle of Rav Yosef had the Rasha the Beinim Shimul Hashem Mitzvah. This is Rashi, who's the biggest believer in Shibul Hashem Mitzvah. So he says, everybody, both Rab and Rav Yosef, are into the this basic idea of Shema, everyone agrees that it emanates from Shmarta. The whole cross Omich, even Rav Yosef was relying on the Shmarta. So what was he arguing about? V'hopolik. The inami ichaven l'nami l'shimu matzas mitzvah l'mevek b'mishum toide u'mishum matzah lo nafik. The be'inan shimu l'shum matzah kol shiva. What just happened? What did Rashi just tell us? Bombshell, Rashi just said. If you bake these matzahs purely for the sake of lach meitadu kikir nazir, for sure they're no good. Not even a shayla. Everybody agrees they're no good because that's called the shmatzah of matzahs. You weren't shomer at the shei matzah. You were shomer for something else. But what would the din have been if you would have baked it for two reasons? I'm baking it to be used both for lach meitadu and for matzah. What do we do? Kill two birds with one stone. I mean, for both. Would that have been good or not? So comes Rashi and says, that's where Rabban Rav Yosef part ways. According to Rav, is that called the Shmat B'sa Matzah? I had in mind, L'shai Matzah Smitzel, L'shai M'kikei Nozir. Is that good according to Rav? What did Rashi just say? Why not? I baked it L'shai Matzah. The fact that I baked it for some other reason, what does that do with anything? I actively, positively baked it the Shema Atzah. So there are other machshavas around. Who cares? And Rav Yosef agrees fundamentally that that's correct. That if the din would have only been a requirement the Shema Atzah, if it's the Shema Atzah, the Shema Atzah, that would have sufficed. What's the chiddush of Rav Yosef? The minute that you put into the equation also for a kikei nazir lachmei toida, that runs into a brick wall. What's the brick wall? L'maisa, it's not Rosh Shiva's Yom anymore. L'maisa, you're baking it for something which is mafkia, the din of Matzah L'Shiva's Yomim. You can't eat that Matzah L'Shiva's Yomim. You can only eat it for Yom V'Laila. So once you introduce that secondary machshava, that disqualifies the Matzah, not also Shemat V'Samatzis. That was Shemat V'Samatzis. It disqualifies it out. It's not a Matzah L'Shem Shiva's Yomim. That's the Chiddush of Rav Yosef. So it comes up from Rashi, Gevaldik Zayin. Lulei this din of Matzah L'Shem Shiva's Yom. Let's say this din wouldn't have existed, which according to in whose worldview this din doesn't exist. Who? Rabbah never heard of this din, no such halacha. So the worldview of Rabbah and the worldview of Rav Yosef also prior to the new introduction of L'Shem Zayin Yomim, Matzah that's based for multiple purposes is what? Does suffice. It is called L'Shem Matzah's Mitzvah. There are other things also. True, I know that. But lemais at the end of the day was l'shai matzah mitzvah v'yayid, but that's still called l'shai matzah mitzvah. Bein l'rabba bein Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef only possible because of a secondary reason. Azoy shteitin Rashi b'feirish. Who disagrees with Rashi in this one? Who disagrees with Rashi? The Rambam. Listen to how the Rambam, the eighth Rambam, comes formulates this sugya. The Rambam in Perek Vav Lachates. Chalas teidu kikin nazir she'asas on the atzma in yaitzin behen she'ne'amar u'shmarte b'samatzis. So first of all, which pasuk does he quote? Whose pasuk? Rabbah. He definitely doesn't even quote Rav Yosef. Not even on the radar screen of the Rambam. He quotes a Rabbah. U'shmarte b'samatzis. Listen to how the Rambam formulates u'shmarte b'samatzis. Matzah ha'mishtameres le'inyon matzah b'lvad. He sheyates in bah. Avos zosh temeres in nevach. What did the Ram just say? What word did the Ram put in that was not in the sugya? Levad. By itself. Zok the Rambam, when you bake matzahs, you have to have in mind one thing and one thing alone. L'shai matzahs mitzvah. Don't open your mouth to anything else. And if you insert something else, what is that a chisarn of? It's felt in what? It's a chesaron of what? Shmat matzahs. Notice, the Rambam is not invoking Rabbi Yosef. The Rambam is saying, licked in Rabbah's worldview, matzah plus is no good. So we have a major machlekes all of a sudden between Rashi and the Rambam. Now, halacha, I'm not saying there's a difference, because it could be Rashi may pass like Rabbi Yosef, so he'll also disqualify something for both, and the Rambam passes like Rabbah, and also disqualifies, so in Shulchan Aruch it may make a bit of a difference. But conceptually, in Lomdus, makes all the difference in the world. What they're really fighting about is the Hagdara of Lishma. When the Halacha requires a Lishma, what if I have a Lishma plus something else. Does the plus something else detract from lishma? Or do I say in a sense, da'am yachad, there's something else, just call it what it is, and forget what's not necessary, what doesn't impact us. That's what sounds like a machlekes Rashi. Remember, Rashi says that it's still called lishma, notwithstanding additional machshav that were inserted. And according to the Rambam, no. Additional kavanas can ruin it for you, even without the exerce of Shiva's Yom, like Rav Yosef and Rashi.
Well, this be different than
kavanas. Wait, look, we get. So just keep down the back burner, this machlekes Rashi. There is a sugya in Maseches Menachos, and the sugya of Tcheles. The Gemara says in the fourth paragraph of Menachos that the tzvias atcheles, the dyeing of the wool strings with tcheles, has to be done l'shma, because after all, asiyas atzitzis has to be l'shma. The tzvias achutin is considered to be part of the asiyas atzitzis. So the Gemara raises the question: the person is trying to, he's got a tcheles factory going there, Malei Adumim, he's got a little tcheles going, and he wants just to make sure that the dye that's being cooked up right now is coming out clear, is coming out proper, and he had the right right proportions, everything is good. So he doesn't want to start dyeing thousands of pairs of tzitzis on the spot, because what if the dye didn't come out right? If you have to do it properly, it's not going to look right, it may not even be kosher. So he wants to run a test case. How do you run a test case? If you're running a tcheles factory, and you want just to test a little bit, what do you do? It's like when you cook cholent. So What do we say? Taste a little bit on Friday to make sure it's okay. So the Gemara uses the phrase, you toe him, you taste a little bit of the tchel, not with your mouth. How do you taste it? What? How would you taste the tchelas? Take a little piece of wool and throw it in and take it out and see. Need me a hochem. Does it look right? Does it not look right? So what kind of wool does the person have? He's running a tzitzis factory. So what kind of wool does he have floating around? He's got tzitzis strings. So he takes a string, and he throws it into into the tchelas soup, and he takes it out and see, did it come out good or not? And lo and behold, what happened? It was good. So now, what does he want to do? Great! Now I only need three other strings. I got one already. Throw it to the garbage, waste the tchelas, it's very expensive. So he wants to use that string as one of the tzitzis. So the Gemara talks about that. Can you do that or not? So the Gemara says you can't do that. Can't do it. It's no good. Why? Because it wasn't mitzvah l'shma. So Frek tells the kasha on the spot. Says, what do you mean it wasn't mitzvah l'shma? Tell the guy when he puts that string in, what should he have in mind? I'm testing and tzitzis. Why? The guy's not smart enough, not competent enough to say, I'm testing it and tzitzis. So you know what Tosafot says? Zevin from Dov, and the fact that the Gemara says that it's not going to work, and the Gemara doesn't give that as an option, what do you see from here? That test and Lishma is not called Lishma. So he states in Tosafot. And Tosafot says, I'll bring you a raya that we're right. I'll bring you a raya brewer that test of Lishma is Nishkin Lishma. What's his raya? No? What's the raya? Kabbalah. So Tosafot says, anyone ever learned the sugya at the beginning of Masechet Zevachim? Where the Mishnah says, when you shech the korban and you shech the what? Lishma ve shalom lishma. I shechted the korban chatas l'shaim chatas l'shaim oila. What does the Mishnah say? Pusul. It's possible, it's no good. By korban chatas is possible mamish, by korban olot all about mashim chayva. Lishma ve shalom lishma possible. This is in contrast to who remembers, what was the din that when you have a double kavan, it's okay? By Pesach, that quirk of la'ichlav shlol, the la'ichlav the gemara from psukim, that's the exception to this rule. But putting that aside, the shmav shlol shmav pasul. So Frek says up to this, just as the shmav and shlol shmav pasul by korbanis, so too the shmav and shlol shmav pasul by mitzvahs also. That's Taisus right to defend it. The deal for the gemara menachas is that it's no good, and Taisus says logically, conceptually, it makes sense. We have a precedent for that.
Well, that's the case they have Pesach chutzpah. We said if it was
Shalom Lishma
and Lishma, then it's good.
So the other Gemara Taka had a shayla about that, right? Because that's not a Lishma. That's a funny kind of, that's a totally different kind of a din. There you have to be Oikir the Shem Pesach from it. So it could be that a Machsheva Shalom Lishma is called an Akira Shem Pesach. And therefore it's good. Even though I threw in some other things, it could still be called an Akira. Here we're trying to endow something with Kedusha. Here we're trying to get rid of a previous status. So it's not the same Sugya.
So that's
But again, that whole sugya is, it's a Pesach b'shayim asashana, where I'm trying as hard as I can to get rid of l'shem Pesach. So if you might have a suffix, can you get rid of something if you have multiple kavanas?
You're also only trying to get rid of the
stamina as well. No. Here we're trying to endow this with l'shem tzitzis. We're trying to endow it with l'shem chatzis.
Why over there is it considered getting rid of it?
Because there it was, the din is that when you makdish an animal as a korban pesach, there's a korban pesach until proven otherwise. So the only way to be makshur it, b'shayim asashon, is you have to shecht it shalosh b'shayim.
It's because you were makdish as a korban.
No, but the Torah says that if you would have done nothing, it would have been kosher. But once you start to talk, so that ruins it for you. So hang it for a second, okay? Hang it for a second. So again, that was Tosfos Divrei. So Tosfos compares the din of Lishma and Shalo Lishma by Karbonis to Mitzvahs. It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. Yep. Come to Bachanan in Kovit Shir B'chalik Beis and across from Reb Chaim. Is there for Reb Chaim a Kasha and Tesis? What's Kasha and Tesis? You're almost asking Kasha. I'm not sure whether you were formally in the Kasha, right? I want to quote the Reb Chaim concept. What's the kasher by saying? Anyone see the connection between the two? Who has a kasher in Tesis? Just because Shalom Lishma apostle, therefore Lishma don't affect by mitzvahs? I said it already, and the kasher already said it. You said it also. Frek Reb Chaim, by Karbonos, what is Machsheva Shalom Lishma? A Machsheva what? HaPeiselis. Who said that? Brisk Rav, Reb Chaim's son. Where he got it from his father. Reb Chaim said in Brisk, we all know that in Karbonos, a Shalom Lishma is a Machshava HaPeiselis. So when you're learning a Sugi Machshava HaPeiselis, it makes a lot of sense to say, well, I have a Machshava HaPeiselis in here. So I'm screaming, but you got a Lishma. That's true, but what? True, but irrelevant. But you have Machshava Shalom Lishma. Machshava Shalom Lishma is a Peisel. It's a dove which ruins it. It's poison to a carbon. It kills a carbon. The fact that I happen to have something healthy for a carbon. So I made myself, I ate some really, really healthy stuff. Right? I had my salad with my rice cream, with my fruit. You know, everything is perfectly healthy. And I had a dosage of what on the side? Poison. About rabbi, I'm a doctor, I ate healthy. You're right, you ate healthy. You had a lot of good things there, but you also ate some poison. So Rabbi Isai says, Reb Chaim, the fact that a combination of machshavas kills a korban, what does that have to do with mitzvahs? By mitzvahs, why is it that the strings have to be don l'shma? Listen to this. A machshava shalai lishma is a peisel in mitzvahs. Good break. Right? Why is tetzav to lishma? Why does Meshami say sukkah lishma? Why matzah lishma? Why? Because in order to actively be machshir a cheftah shal mitzvah, you have to endow it with a certain kavan, a certain machshava. That's the din of lishma. That's the din of lachos. Lachos of law save a kriz to get us to be endowed actively with a lishma. Not that shalai lishma is a peisel in a get. The absence of a lishma is a problem. Says Reb Chaim, Abba Zoi, that the absence of a Lishma is a problem. When I have a Lishma and a Shalosh, what do I have? What do I have? I have a Lishma there. So when you're learning Sugyas in terms of Psulim, when you have a Machshava Peiselis we're being done on, so a Shalom Lishma is a Machshava Peiselis, whether it's accompanied also by a Lishma, that's irrelevant. Lamai, you have a Machshava Peiselis. When it comes to Lishma and Shalosh of Mitzvahs, where there is no concept of Machshava Peiselis, it's just a din of, do you have a Lishma? And say, no, I have other things also. That's okay, that doesn't bother me. Shalosh is not a poison. So how can you even be down in Mils? What's the connection between Karbonos and Mitzvahs? Taisis is very shmer. So comes Reb Chanan and says, I'll explain to you Pshat and Taisis. No? What do you think Reb Chanan says? What does he change on the board? What does he change? Zokt Reb Chanan, no! The Baliyat Taisis understood. No? What about does understand? The what? That by mitzvahs, I'm sorry. By karbanos, why is it that lishma and shloshma is a problem? Not because shloshma is machshava peiselis. There's no din of machshava peiselis by kachim. There is no such din. Kachim have to be endowed with a lishma. whether that lishma is endowed with stam lishma, with machshav lishma, dibur lishma. I'm not interested right now. But kachim have to actively be endowed with the lishma. If a person has a machshavas lishma and shelo lishma, why is that no good? Not because the machshavas lishma is a paisa. That's not true. There's no such thing as machshav b'solos. Why is that no good? What do you see for that mishnah b'sechas vachem minoris? Lishma and shelo lishma can't combine together to be machshir korban. Is that one from Dolat? That the shear of a machshava hamachshira, the shear of a machshava that to endow something with kedusha, with lishma, whatever it has to be endowed with, has to be what? 100%. If there's anything else that's attracting from the 100% concentration of the endowment of a lishma, that's not called endowing with lishma. Zokta b'chanan, once you change the rules of the game in kachim and you tell me that there's no din of machshava piselis, lishma is not a machshava piselis, shelo lishma is not a machshava piselis, then the nature of the din zavachim that you need a lishma is that you need to endow with a positive, not that a negative ruins it. And afa pichein, the Mishnah says lishma shelo lishma no good. Zemin fendo, but that's not called an endowing machshava. That's not called a machshava lishma. Once you've ascertained that in kachim, then where can you jump with that? Where can you run with that too? The mitzvah is also the same thing, says Rabbi Chanan. So it comes out that the machloikis Reb Chaim and Rabbi Chanan is not really machloikis in mitzvahs. It's really machloikis in kachim. Everybody agrees by kachim, combination of machshavas is no good. Is that because it's machshava pesalas, that's Reb Chaim, and therefore you can't apply to mitzvahs? Well, it's Rabbi Chanan who's defending Taisa Menachem, saying no, it's not a din machshava pesalas, there's no such thing. It's rather a lack of endowing in a positive. It's not called a shear of a positive machshava unless if there's something else mixed in. And therefore, we can't extrapolate to mitzvahs. Rabbi Say, that question, when you perform a lishma for mitzvahs, must the lishma of mitzvahs be done purely for mitzvahs? Or can you have other things mixed in also? Taisus is claiming you can't. Reb Chaim says he doesn't believe it's true. Reb Chaim is defending Taisus. Who is that a machlaikis? Every shayim and asking you matzah between? Matzahs that are made for matzah and plus something else? So Rashi said that would be okay if there was only a din of lishma by matzahs. And the only reason why Rav Yosef disqualified those matzahs is because there's an additional quirk in Hukas matzah. Nothing to do with lishma. It's another din called l'shem zayin yom. But lule that din, they would have been okay. Because there's no psul of lishma and shelo lishma. Rashi is saying exactly like who? Like Reb Chaim. And the Rambam who's saying no. Not because of Shiva's Yom. Rambam doesn't even quote Rav Yosef. Rambam says, there's a din has to be Lishma Levad. And therefore, Lishma Levad, that in and of itself disqualifies mixed up and combined Machshavas. And according to Rambam, it's identical to Kachim. So it comes out, I think we basically made the complete circle in our Sugya. We come to an end of, I can't say the Lishma Sugya. We have the next short Sugya. Meaning next week has nothing to do with Lishma, it has to do with with the Chagasukas to the Chol Hashem, you know, Chal Shem Shemayim, Disra'no, and Atzia Sukkah. But then hopefully the next Sugya is going back to Lishma of Tzitzis, at the bottom of Tesla and Alf. So we're going to come back, somebody's thing is going to come back to us. So we didn't quite finish the Sugya of Lishma yet, but at least at this resting point, on Menucha, at least not the Nachal, at least the Menucha, we realize that some of the things that we spoke about back in Kachim days, back in our days of Stoma Lishma, back at the beginning of Tesla and Alf, that Briskerov opened up our eyes for, but his father is fighting it out with his father's Talmud, Rabbi Chanan. Machshava lishma by kachim is now impacting on machshava lishma by matzahs as well. So there's a lot of interplay between all the lishmas of kachim and the lishmas of matzahs and the lishma of tzitzis and lishma of gittin. Are they the same? Are they different? Are they kavanas lishma? Are they machshava lishma? Are they dibur lishma? Are they lishma shalom lishmas? Are they shem mitzvah, v'shem matzah, v'shem chimot, asiyah, shima? A lot of stuff flying around. But even though this sugya per se of matzah is not really a sukkah sugya, Tosfos did bring it in contrast to sukkah, but many of the yesaidis that impact on the shema and kol tera kula are actually found within the confines of this sugya. So I hope everyone enjoyed the sugya. It took us a whole week to go through the sugya, but I hope we got some basic the aleph beis in terms of some of the shema sugyas. Yeah.
Saying if it's good, then I have
lishma. Okay, maybe that would work. Maybe I don't know. Okay, goodbye, guys.
Hopefully, words of inspiration.